Of course, the soothsayers were reading their own visions into the livers. Animal entrails, like tea leaves, are mute. But when it comes to providing evidence for Darwinian evolution, so are the molecules in living organisms. Molecular inferences about whale ancestry conflict with morphological inferences. Molecular phylogenies of the animal phyla conflict with each other. And inconsistencies in molecular phylogenies have persuaded many biologists to abandon the idea of a universal common ancestor altogether. Yet the main problem with molecular phylogenies is not that they conflict with morphological evidence or with each other. Their main problem is that they assume the common ancestry they purport to prove. Descent with modification from a common ancestor has to be read into the molecules, which by themselves tell us nothing new or profound. As evidence for Darwinism, molecular phylogeny is no better than reading the entrails of chickens. Yankee and Red Sox fans have nothing to worry about. There never was a universal common ancestor. The doctrine of common descent has deceived us. Evolutionary biologist Carl R. Woese, 2005. Chapter 5. The Ultimate Missing Link. Guess what? Although all species have supposedly descended from other species through selection and variation, no one has observed the origin of even one species by this process. Despite the title of his book, Darwin didn't solve the problem of the origin of species, and his followers are still looking for evolution's smoking gun. Since fossils, embryos, and molecules don't demonstrate common ancestry, and the smoking gun is still missing, the evidence for Darwinism is underwhelming at best. If all species, after the first, are descended with modification from some other species, then everything in Darwin's theory depends on the origin of new species from existing species, what evolutionary biologists call speciation. Changes within existing species are beside the point. Darwin called his great work On the Origin of Species, wrote Harvard evolutionary biologist Ernst Mayr, for he was fully conscious of the fact that the change from one species into another was the most fundamental problem of evolution. So, speciation is Darwinism's most fundamental problem, the starting point for everything else in evolutionary theory. It is not an issue for intelligent design, which asserts only that some features of living things are best explained by an intelligent cause. Speciation is not an issue for biblical creationists either, since Genesis states that God created kinds, not individual species. As a purely scientific matter, however, it is reasonable to ask, has speciation, the most fundamental process in Darwinian evolution, ever been observed?